NA1SS, NA1SS. This is 8N2AI, 8N2AI. How do you copy? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS. This is 8N2AI, 8N2AI. Can you hear me? Over.
8N2AI, this is NA1SS. I read you loud and clear. The International Space Station is approaching the island of Taiwan right now, moving northeast toward Japan, and I'm ready for questions from the children at the 2005 World Expo.
Okay. Ohayou gozaimasu, John. Thank you very much for coming back to our calling. This is 8N2AI in the 2005 World Exposition at Japan. This is scheduled contact. My name is Nao, my controller. Signal is very strong and clear, 5-9. We are ready. Are you okay? NMISS, this is 8N2AI, over.
Ohayou gozaimasu. I read you 5-9 and I am ready for questions.
Okay, starting questions.
This is Kirara. After traveling to space, what was the most surprising thing? Over.
Kirara, to me the most surprising thing was how much equipment and supplies we have up here and how much work we do in keeping the equipment stored and inventoried properly. Over.
This is Tomo. Since there can be any holes in a spacesuit, how do you put it on? Over.
That's a good question, Tomo. We have four different spacesuits, and each of them have a different method. For example, the Russian suit that we launch in has a hole that you enter in the front, and then you seal the hole with rubber cords. In the American spacewalk suit, it's in three big pieces, the upper body, the lower body, and the helmet, and you put them all together as you're putting the suit on. Over.
This is Nami. Can you see any environmental disruption of the Earth from space? Over.
Yes, we can, Manami. We see a lot of air pollution over large cities, and we particularly see it over China, where it's often hard to see the ground at all. And we see forest fires in America and agricultural burning in Africa and Central and South America very easily. Over.
This is Saki. Do you crane inside the space station? Over.
Good morning, Saki. We have air filter systems that constantly clean the air, and once a week we use vacuum cleaners and wet cloths to clean all the surfaces in any place where we think dust might gather. Over.
This is Tomoki. Would the strings of the violin vibrate in space? Over.
Well, Tomoki, I think the strings will vibrate normally. Now, here inside the station, you would hear a violin normally. In fact, we do have a guitar here. But out in space where there's no air, the sound would not carry, so you would only hear the violin if you put your ear up to the body of the violin. Over.
This is Yui. What planet looks the biggest except for the Earth? Over.
Well, Yui, the sky in space looks pretty much like the night sky on a clear night on a mountain in Earth. So the brightest planet for us is usually Venus, just as it is when you look from Earth. Over.
This is Tosh. Do you feel the same sense of time in space as on Earth? Over.
Toshi, yes we do. Here on orbit we go around Earth and have a sunrise and sunset every 90 minutes. But we live and work according to a normal 24-hour clock, and it seems to me that time goes by at the same speed that it does on Earth. Over.
This is you. What would you do if you got... This is you. What would you do if you got sick in space? Over.
And we were trained in how to use it. So we would try to handle any problem with up here on in space while talking to doctors on the ground over the radio. But if somebody really got sick or injured, seriously sick, we would have to come home. Over.
This is Naraki. Do you believe there is life on other planets? Over.
Yes, I do. I base this belief on the enormous number of other stars, many of which probably have planetary systems. But I've never actually seen any evidence for life elsewhere. Over.
This
is Yukana. Can you keep your balance by floating in space? Over.
That's an interesting question, Yukana. As long as you keep your eyes open and you can see what's around you, it's easy to keep your idea of your body position, although there's really no up or down up here. But if you close your eyes, you slowly lose your knowledge of the direction that your body is facing. Over.
This is Ayaha. What did you dream of being when you were a child? Over.
Well, first I wanted to be a pilot and fly airplanes, and then later I wanted to be an astronaut. And I kept working at both dreams and became a pilot in the Navy and later became an astronaut. Over.
This is Roy. Does the moon always look around? Over.
From orbit, the moon looks pretty much like it does from Earth. Sometimes it's full or round, and sometimes it's crescent. And when it rises or sets through the atmosphere, it sometimes the shape is changed, just like we see it on Earth. Over.
This is Asuka. Which is easier to live on, the Earth or in space? Over.
Asuka, I think that Earth is easier. Although it's fun and comfortable to float around up here, it can also be inconvenient, because any time you let go of something, it floats away. Over.
This is Kyle. It's their computer on the space station. Over.
Well, Kyle, there certainly are many computers, probably hundreds on board the space station. Some of them are outside the atmosphere of the station, and some are inside and mounted behind walls and in cabinets, and some are regular laptops, just like people use on Earth. Over.
This is Tomotaka. What things do you recommend someone to take to space? Over.
Well, Tomotaka, I recommend that you take pictures of your family and other things to remind you of home. It's also nice to have some books. Not electronic books that you read on a computer, but regular paper books. Over.
This is Hiroaki. At what point did your body start floating after the shuttle launch? Over.
Well, Hiroaki, at about 8 or 9 minutes after launch, either on the American shuttle or a Russian rocket, the rocket engine stopped firing. You immediately go from feeling that you're being pushed down in your seat to a feeling of floating. Over.
This is Kanuka. What does the Earth look like from space? Over.
Kanuka, Earth is very beautiful from space. We see the blue oceans, the white snow, the tan deserts, and the green forests. We're only 350 kilometers above the surface, so our field of view is not as big as you might think. For example, I cannot see the whole Pacific Ocean at one time, but I can see all of Japan at one time, and in fact, right now we are over Hokkaido. Over.
This is Kana. What kind of space food do you like? Over.
Kara and I particularly like the Mexican food that we have on board, and I like some of the Russian soup very much. But I wish we had some pizza, and I wish we had some ice cream on board. Unfortunately, we do not. Over.
This is Yuki. Do you use artificial gravity in the International Space Station? Over.
No, we do not, Yuki. People have an idea of creating artificial gravity by rotating the spacecraft, but we don't do that on the space station. We just float around. Over.
This is Miwaka. Do the space foods differ among countries? Over.
On board the station, Miwaka, we have food from America and from Russia. They're both good, and there are some differences. For example, in the Russian food, we have canned meats and canned fish. In the American food, we have a lot of dried and preserved meat and fish. And the breads are different also, but they're both very good, and we eat about half Russian and half American. Over.
This is Osman. When the rocket is going up and if it runs off field, what do you do? Over.
Last time on the shuttle, we would glide to a landing at an emergency airport. On a Russian rocket, we have a special escape system to allow us to separate our space capsule from the rocket and land under a parachute. Over.
This is Kirara. How does living in a weightless environment compare to living on the Earth? Over.
Well, it's very comfortable because you can float around and you can do your work on the ceiling or you can do your work sideways. It doesn't really matter.
Okay, NMISS, NMISS. This is ATN2AI. My controller signal is fading. Thank you for your answering. Please keep us good working. We wish you success for your mission. NMISS, this is ATN2AI in the 2005 World Exposition in Japan. Send it up. Sign off.